Прослушайте текст еще раз. В паузах повторяйте за диктором. Television. It is true that an important thing can have a small beginning. A tiny 9x12-inch box was the center of attention for hundreds of people at the 1939 World's Fair in New York. They were the first to see a television set in action. Compared to today's TV shows of underwater and outer space research, those first black and white pictures were not very good. The pictures were only transmitted from one side of the fair territory to the other. But in 1939, they were of historical importance. Within a few days, the news of television spread throughout the world. A lot of people wanted to have a look at the new invention. Everyone was interested in it. But only few people owned television sets in the next few years. When the Second World War broke out, electronic factories that began the TV production stopped making them and started making war materials instead. When the war was over, TV sets began coming off factory assembly lines. By 1958, there were millions of them. In a surprisingly short time, people watched fewer films and turned from newspapers and magazines to TV. In its short history, television has had great influence on people's life and way of thinking. Rocket launching, concerts and football and tennis matches can be seen as their cure. The boundaries of time and space have disappeared. At present, TV communication is provided with the help of a system of artificial Earth satellites. So that people living in different parts of the country and all over the world and in different time zones are able to watch the central TV programs at the most convenient hours. Nowadays, many countries also have cable TV, a system using wires for the transmission of television programs, like telephone calls. Cable television first appeared in 1949 as a means of transmitting TV signals to rural and mountain areas far from big cities. Cable television's next big step forward was made by the mid-1980s. Scientists announced that many technical problems had been solved and in the future it would be possible via satellite and cable TV to use more channels on a TV set at every home in the world. Then we saw how a new technical invention, color television, was rapidly replacing black and white television. Recently, it was reported that the first pocket-sized color television set had been developed. It was stated that a liquid crystal display was used, similar to those on calculators and watches, and that it weighed less than a pound. A few years ago, it became evident that the next major advance for TV would be digital television. In a digital system, the usual continuous signal is replaced by a digital code containing detailed information on brightness, color, etc. A digital TV set hangs on the wall like a picture. Essentially, it is a mini computer with a visual display. Once a week, you put the programs you like into the memory, and the TV set will automatically switch on the desired channel at the right time. You can watch several programs simultaneously on many screens and then produce one of them in full format. Also, the TV set can automatically video record the programs when you are absent or occupied. By the end of 1980s, television has moved into a new and the most important stage in its development since the appearance of color television. Technically, it is called high-definition television, HDTV, or high vision. This is a television of the 21st century. This revolution was started by Japanese manufacturers when they developed a new video system with a picture resembling a widescreen film more than traditional television. The new system doubles the number of lines as well as increases the screen's width to height ratio. The result is a picture 5 times sharper than in the existing TV sets. This revolutionary system was used during the Seoul Summer Olympics. Since 1990, a new communication satellite has begun to offer regular high vision service direct to tiny antennae on houses' roofs. By the year 2000, HDTV equipment will likely find its application not only in homes, but also in industry, medicine, even film production.